This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
How many different books have they published that were supposed to bring down Trump? I mean, I can't even remember them all. Off the top of my head, you had Fire and Fury by Michael somebody. You had Omarosa's book. What was even the title? I don't even know. And now you have Bob Woodward's book, which, again, I don't even know the title. Just so. They were all supposed to bring down Trump. They were all supposed to be such damning exposés of Trump and his cabinet. Oh, it's the end of the Trump administration. We got him. Thank you, Omarosa. Thank you, Fire and Fury. Thank you, Bob Woodward. And that's how they report it. And then the next day, bubkis. Nothing. Now, they talked about this on C-SPAN, so they're finally recognizing that their fake books aren't working how they intended. And they scratch the surface here in the C-SPAN segment. I'll tell you what the real reason these books are failing, but listen to the C-SPAN segment why Bob Woodward's book flopped.
Good morning, Mr. Woodward. Morning. I'm about two-thirds of the way through your book, and I'm enjoying it very much. It's very vivid, and it paints a really great picture of the White House. I had a question. I hate using the word, but I had a question about collusion, namely that a number of conservative columnists have been saying that your book's absence of discussion of collusion is somehow exculpatory. And I just wanted to know what your position was on all things on that matter, or if the book was even intended to cover that angle.
Well, it's covered in a way. What I've said is I found no new evidence of collusion. There is some out there on the record publicly. No. Some of the reporting done by my own newspaper, The Washington Post, The New York Times.
No.
I found no new evidence, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. In fact, President Trump's lawyer for 18 months, John Dowd, concluded that Mueller had something that he was not telling John Dowd about in the meetings that Dowd had with Mueller. The other point on this, I think, and it's critical, the real answer to collusion is in Russia. And as a reporter, if I went there, I almost certainly would not come back. You can't operate in Russia. United States intelligence agencies do, and they produced that initial report concluding that Russia was meddling in the 2016 presidential election. It's going to be very interesting to see if those intelligence agencies or the special counsel Mueller come up with anything.
Hey, somebody get this guy a cup of coffee.
This intelligence based from Russia. But that's.
Man, is he
where
done yet?
Real
jeez.
The key answer is going to come from, I believe.
Is he done? Whew. That was brutal. Good God, that guy's boring. Bob Woodward. So think about this, though. Bob Woodward is sitting here basically like, I don't want to commit to Russian collusion. There's some evidence out there, but I don't want to commit to it. This is the man who claims a guy came out of a coma to talk to him for 10 minutes and then died. No, folks. The real reason why Bob Woodward's book failed in Washington, the real reason why these books failed in Washington, even despite all the publicity, these people get millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of publicity, and the books still fail. You know why? Because they're not real. Alex Jones goes to Washington, D.C. for one day and is more effective and gets more hype than their books did because he's real. So a fake Bob Woodward book, I mean, that guy's lamer than a tree stump. I mean, what? That's an empty glass of water. We want that Russian collusion so badly. We don't care that it doesn't exist. Just make it up for us, please.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, Joey Gibson has become a target of the left and the Democrats because he supports free speech, he wants to get into government, and he takes action, and he organizes. And that is what the left hates, and he's an American, and he's proud to be one. GibsonForFreedom.com is his website. Of course, the Patriot Prayer Group, the Patriot Prayer Marches, is where you have really seen his work flourish, where he gets thousands of people to come out here as patriots, which really just exposes the vitriol and the disgust of the left, that they would hate these people that are really of all walks of life, all different backgrounds, just coming together for America. And so Joey joins me now to talk about another event that the Patriot Prayer Group has organized, and that is the Free Alex Jones Rally, which is this Saturday, September 22nd, 1 p.m. at Woolridge Square Park. Joey, you are attending this, but what made you think of this, and what are people saying in your circle from Patriot Prayer about this rally coming up?
Well, everyone close to me in Patriot Prayer is really excited, but one of the main reasons why I did it is obviously Patriot Prayer is, you know, all of us are huge free speech advocates. And we've kind of seen the way that we've been treated both by people on the right and the left. People are afraid to stick up for us. I noticed that when the pressure started to come down on Alex Jones, I didn't see the support from conservatives that I would have expected. It seems like people are, you know, it's easy to kind of just turn your back on him because there's so much pressure on him. And so he's someone that stuck his neck out for all of us all these years. He's really inspired me, so I'm really excited to go down there and to just, you know, support him and to stand against the elitists who are trying to censor us.
Now, of course, you know, you've organized other prayer groups and other prayer marches and patriot marches, and you get attacked a lot from the left. Are you expecting, you know, some leftist groups or Antifa or something to show up and try to disrupt this?
Absolutely, we're going to see it. I mean, it's your town. You've seen it too. You've seen the Red Guard and Antifa and other groups. So obviously, we expect that. And one thing though, I've had, except for that one time when they were blocking you with their guns and the police were standing there and watching. For the most part, I've seen the police do their job. But we're definitely prepared for the worst. We're definitely prepared for them to come and attack us. I guess that's part of free speech these days. It's what you got to do.
Well, and you know, I'd like to give a message to them, and this really genuinely comes from the heart. And Joey, I've met you. You know, you're the same way. You know, we take up this political battle because we want to fight for the future, and we see where this country was going. So there was no option for us to do this. But you know, beneath the political layers and complications, and you know, all of the stuff that we deal with and the mudslinging, honestly, we're just normal guys. We like hanging out with people. We like just kicking back. We like hanging out, having a good time, chopping it up, whatever. And I just want to tell that these Antifa guys that always come out, the Red Guard, everything. It's like, hey guys, look, let's just one time I mean, you really want to fight fascism, this is your opportunity. It's fascists that are silencing Alex Jones right now. It's the fascists at Google and Apple and Facebook and Twitter. They're the ones silencing free speech. They're the fascists. So just for one day, Joey, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, just one time, and then we can go back of being the heel versus the good guy and doing the WWE thing. But just one day, if you really wanted to fight fascism, come out and join our side once against fascism. Alex Jones is just one man in Texas. This is the establishment. This is Silicon Valley. These are the fascists. So Joey, that's my plea to Antifa and everything. Let's all come together as anti-fascists to fight the fascism at Google and Apple and Facebook. So I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I'm genuinely saying this from the bottom of my heart. I bet we could get along with these people outside of the mudslinging of politics. But that's my message, Joey. Do you have a message you'd like to give to the protesters that may be planning on coming out?
Sure. So let me ask you a question. First Amendment, free speech. Second Amendment, you know, the right to own and carry a firearm. These are two things that both InfoWars and Patriot Prayer and many groups stand up for. To me, there's nothing more anti-fascist than that. I want to know, what did Hitler think about the First Amendment? What did he think about free speech? Did he respect free speech? Of course not. Did he respect the Second Amendment, the right for people to own and carry firearms? Of course he did not. These are two fundamental rights for freedom in America, the Constitution. That is truly anti-fascist. So, yeah, if you're somebody who has been brainwashed to believe that we are the fascists, when in fact what we're doing is truly anti-fascist, come out and join us. Hey, let's have a beer. Let's have a good time. I mean, we just like to enjoy life, enjoy our freedoms, and just enjoy being Americans. That's all we're trying to do. But like you said, Owen, we have no choice but to do this. Otherwise, they're just going to continue to increase their powers in the government. We're going to allow these elitists who own all these huge corporations to dictate what we can or cannot say on the Internet. So we didn't really have a choice. It's not like we love doing this. It's not like we like being assaulted, you know, constantly receiving all the hate we get all the time. But we're going to keep doing it until the mission is accomplished.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. There's a lot of people that have been victimized by this fascism at Google and Facebook and YouTube and Apple. You know, Alex Jones and InfoWars is obviously the big case. You know, it's the elephant in the room. It's kind of the test case. But, you know, a lot of people have been banned from YouTube. A lot of people have been banned from Twitter. I know you've been hit with censorship at some levels, too. So it's also an opportunity to say, hey, look, what they're doing to Alex Jones, they also did to me. What they're doing to Alex Jones, they'll also do to you. And so this is kind of the issue here, too, is that, you know, we're standing up for Alex Jones because we're standing up for free speech. But overall, Alex Jones, we're all Alex Jones at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's kind of like you look at the people on the far left or the left or whatever. I would do anything to protect their right to free speech, too. Because I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid of anything that anybody has to say at any point, because I believe in just the free flow exchange of ideas. We don't all have to conform. And so my question is, what is it about these huge corporations like Facebook, YouTube, Twitter? What is it about these giant corporations that hate the conservative speech? Because it's not a moral issue. It's not like they think that conservatives are evil or everything they say is hateful. Like, they're seriously afraid of the things that we say. And the reason why I think that is because those who are rich, the elitists, they always benefit from a huge government. So, of course, they're going to want to continue to get Democrats in office because they'll increase the size of the government, which benefits the corporations who sit at the top always, because they get all the tax loopholes. They get all the regulations going to hold down the small business. And these corporations pretty much own our government already because they have so much money. And so I just want people to look beyond their own political ideology and begin to think about fundamental freedoms that we need in this country. It is not about right versus left. It's not Democrat versus Republican. It's about the Constitution and your right to just simply speak and say what you want.
See, we are the actual rebels. Like, we are the actual badasses. Like, we're the ones actually fighting the establishment. But there's this weird optical illusion that because we don't dress like pirates, or because we don't, you know, clad ourselves in black hoodies and masks and act like total degenerates. No, but I'm serious about this. Like, we're actually doing this, like, you know, with class You know, we're trying to use the tools of the internet to wake people up. We're trying to be loving. We're praying for people. So we're really actually badass rebels, you know, revolutionaries fighting the establishment. But because we don't have like an eye patch and a wooden leg and like a hook arm or something, you know, they assume that we're the bad guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And people who know me know this, but I have gone out of my way to do everything that I can to stay respectful, even to those who spit in my face. And I'm doing that on purpose. You know, there's a reason why I don't fight. There's a reason why I take beatings, like, because I really want to reach the hearts and minds of the American people. But in reality, we are part of this weird revolution, but people, like you said, you know, people don't see it that way because we dress nice or we dress like normal people.
Yeah, we don't go out and burn a city down.
Yes, yes. And we have jobs, we have families, we have a life. And the thing that people don't understand is there's a lot of us who sacrifice so much in this movement. Whether or not how much we've accomplished is another conversation, you know, another debate, but a lot of us have lost a lot, you know, because we truly believe in this. And I think that's, you know, people can really look into our hearts and see what we're trying to do here. And we're really just trying to wake people up. And that's what Alex Jones did for me. He woke me up. I remember the first thing I ever did is I went to his rally down in Cleveland.
Well, let's talk about the upcoming rally. We're going to break here, but exactly, that's it. We'll sacrifice anything because we realize we'll lose everything.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's GUSSET.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. D033-350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D033-350-350.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Joey Gibson is my guest. One more segment, GibsonForFreedom.com. He is one of the leaders of the Patriot Prayer Group, who's done a lot of great stuff bringing Americans together, and they have helped organize with Texans United for America this Saturday at Woolridge Square Park. That's this Saturday, September 22nd at 1 p.m. in Woolridge Square Park in Austin, Texas, the Free Alex Jones Rally. I will be there. Joey, you will be there. What other people are going to be there, Joey?
We got quite a few locals who are going to be speaking. We have people from the Pacific Northwest who are flying over, like, as in Tiny and Rufio. We got a couple big name people who...
Wait, is Tiny... Hold on. Is Tiny going to be doing a dance? Because he's a great dancer.
If you guys want him to do a dance, he'll do it. He'll be more than happy to.
He's a big man, but he's a good dancer.
Well, he has a history of doing some worship dancing, if you guys have ever heard of that. And so he's got a lot of talent for a big guy. But yeah, we have quite a few speakers. I think it's going to be a great rally. It's going to be an awesome march. Like I said before, from my experience, and Owen, you can talk about this if you want, the police, for the most part, seems to they take their job serious down there. It's nothing like Portland. So I'm really excited to get out there and just make sure our message is heard.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll say right now, I mean, of the probably, I would say, hundreds at this point of, you know, scenarios or run-ins or, you know, whatever you want to say, experiences I've had with police in Austin, with APD, 99% positive, I would say. I had one time where there was an officer that was a little rude to me, but it was after one of the bombings that happened. So it was, you know, a tense situation. I don't hold it against him. And then, like you said, there was a situation where these guys were blocking me with guns from going into the park, which was a little strange. I guess the officers felt like there was no real threat there. But other than that, I actually consider APD to be some of the best people. They really do care about their jobs. I mean, it's tough out there on them to deal with this crap. I understand that, but they do their job the best that they can, and the people I talk to are always nice. Like you said, when you go up to Portland, until the last rally, I mean, they pretty much let these people just run roughshod, but the last time they shut them down. Wasn't that amazing? That was like one of the weirdest things, where you have these like radical communists in the streets, right? And then for the first time ever, it was like history, the first time ever you had the police doing their job and then the crowd of people behind them chanting USA. Like, that was wild.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was a beautiful day. And it finally put the pressure on Portland mayor and the Portland police, you know, to actually do their job. And they cleared the streets and they gave them several warnings. So it's like, I mean, what else do you want us to do about it? But yeah, so we'll see what happens down in Austin. But I think my suggestion to people, especially if you're local, if you're from the Austin area or within a decent driving area, I think that we all need to do what we can, you know, to give back to InfoWars, all of you guys, Alex, including you too, Owen. You know, you guys have put in a lot of work, a lot of effort to really change this country. And so I think I know a lot of people feel that way. They're just a little hesitant to express that out in the public. I think right now is a good time to kind of pay back and to just go down there out in the public, unafraid, unapologetically, just say thank you and support free speech and the Constitution.
Well, let me just tell you something. The real payback, the real paying of it forward is taking action. And that's what you guys are doing. And that's why this is so key, because it's one thing. And you know, this isn't a slight, but people call in, they say, you know, thank you, Alex. God bless you, Alex. And that's great. We love you guys. You know, that's awesome. You pray for us. But the real way to pay it forward, the real way to show your respect for Alex Jones is to be Alex Jones, to go out into the real world, to organize something, to take action. And so that's why I salute you. That's why I salute the Patriot Prayer Group for organizing this event, which is this Saturday, organizing the other events that you guys have done. I know you're not going to stop after this. I'm sure you've got other stuff that you plan on coming up here, too. But, you know, it's funny. Woolridge Square Park, did you actually know that was the location where Antifa was blocking me from going in with guns?
Yeah. Yeah, I recognize it. I watched that video probably like 10 times, so I completely recognize it. So, I mean, I'm excited to go down there. I would like to see these guys try to block us. I would like to see them threaten us with their weapons, you know, just expose them for who they are. They probably never shot those guns before, though, so we can kind of teach them how to use them and how to clean them and stuff. So, like I said, we can come together and help each other out. We'll teach them how to use guns.
But that's what I'm saying, too. Like, okay, like go back to that, the B-roll, guys. That's what I'm saying. Because we don't show up dressed like that, it's like we're not considered rebels or revolutionaries or, like, fighters. Right? It's like we have to show up dressed like, you know, whatever, and then want to burn down buildings or something if we want to be considered fighting the establishment. No, we're fighting the establishment with intellect. We're fighting the establishment with ideas. We don't need to dress up. We don't need to destroy stuff. And so if not for one day, again, if not for one day, if you want to fight fascism, there is no greater example than what's happening at Google. There's no greater example than what's happening at Apple, what's happening at YouTube, what's happening at Facebook, what's happening at Twitter. So if Antifa will show up, and if you guys even want to do your thing with the masks, whatever, I guess, but let's fight fascism together. So once again, Joey Gibson here, GibsonForFreedom.com. We're genuinely saying, look, let's come together for one day, like a WWE revolution, the heels and the heroes come together one day to actually fight fascism, like actually fight Vince McMahon or something like that. Let's see if we can actually do that. Wouldn't that be next level, Joey?
Absolutely. I would love it. And I'd be more than glad to participate in that, too. You know, we can have a great day. And so that's what I'm really looking forward to. It's just exposing them for who they are. And if they want to come and join us, like, we're really nice people. Like in Portland, you know, I march into their group and they start yelling, cussing and assaulting. They come into our group with their hands up and we just surround them and just start talking. Like, what are you doing? Like, we're not going to attack you. Just don't throw punches. You can come in our crowd and talk to us. Like, we're really nice people. Just don't attack us.
Yeah, you had a couple of your buddies that were getting off a bus that was kind of on the other side of the issue that day. And what happened? Immediately they get off the bus, they get jumped. One of them was a Latino individual, you know, so they really don't care. But
and then they attacked people who had nothing to do with the rally. They attacked Democrats because they had a flag on his shirt. And these guys didn't really like us, but now they want to join us. And then they attacked the Bernie supporter who went there to protest us, because the Bernie supporter was carrying an American flag. And so they knocked him out. So these guys, they don't understand. They're hating. They're attacking everybody they disagree with. It's not a right versus left thing. It's like right versus wrong is what it is.
Yeah. No, that's true. And that was powerful. Again, like you said, there were people that came over to our side that just talked to us and, you know, ended up, okay, you guys aren't as bad as I thought. But again, you go over to their side, you're probably going to get jumped, you know, spit on, something thrown at you. So that's just like you said, that's how we show what is really behind these people. That's how we show what really goes on here. Joey Gibson, GibsonForFreedom.com. Thank you so much for organizing this. Again, folks, just tell people one more time where they can find us this weekend.
Woolridge Park, 1 p.m. in Austin, Texas. If you want any information, you can go to GibsonForFreedom.com or find Patriot Prayer on Facebook. Obviously, Facebook put me in jail because we're doing this rally. So I can't promote too much online, so we need your guys' help to go out there and spread the event page as much as you can and just get people to show up.
Wow. So exactly. So that's what they're doing. They conflate all their issues and then amplify all of their BS, and then they censor anything we try to do. We can't organize. We're not allowed to do anything. I say we beat it. We organize. We beat the censorship. We beat the fascists. We'll see you this Saturday, 1 p.m. at Woolridge Square Park. The Patriot Prayer Group will be there. Texans United for America will be there. InfoWars will be there. You'll be there. I'll see you Saturday, this Saturday, September 22nd, 1 p.m. at Woolridge Square Park in downtown Austin, Texas.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right. We've almost covered everything, but I do have some more news to get to. So without hesitation, let's go to the statement from the press secretary of the White House. At the request of a number of committees of Congress and for reasons of transparency, the President has directed the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and the Department of Justice, including the FBI, to provide for the immediate declassification of the following materials. One, pages 10 to 12 and 17 to 34 of the June 2017 application to the FISA court in the matter of Carter W. Page. Two, all FBI reports of interviews with Bruce G. Orr prepared in connection with the Russia investigation. And three, all FBI reports of interviews prepared in connection with all Carter Page FISA applications. In addition, President Donald J. Trump has directed the Department of Justice, including the FBI, to publicly release all text messages relating to the Russia investigation without redaction of James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Bruce Ohr. Now, for a media in this country, the Western media, to obsess over Russian collusion for 3 years, to say Russian collusion is the biggest thing, to say it's treason, we're at war with Russia, Trump is literally a Russian agent, Putin's in his ear, and you've heard it all. Total insanity. They committed to it. Trump's a Russian agent. They can't sweep it under the rug and act like it was just some tongue-in-cheek thing, even though that's what it was and that's what they're trying to do. But now, via this request to declassify that information and those text messages, we're going to actually get something real about Russia. We're going to actually get something real about Russian collusion. We're going to actually get some fruit from the quote-unquote Russian investigation. So for the first time, we're actually about to get something from it. And what does the media say? He can't do that. We can't have that. Wait a second. You're the ones that made the story up. You're the ones that made the story viral. You're the ones that spied on Trump. Now we're actually about to get something to see what was going on. And what does the American media on the left say? We don't want that. You can't do that. How dare Trump? He's out of control. That's illegal. Well, what? I thought we wanted the truth about Russia. I thought we wanted to know what happened with Russian collusion. I guess they really don't want to know, do they? Because you want to know what this is going to prove, ladies and gentlemen, that we already know, that's already been proven? It's going to make the Democrats look like total liars and phonies, and it's going to expose the Obama administration for illegally spying, not just on President Trump, but on dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of Americans. That's what this is going to expose. And Obama will be guilty of high crimes, and the Democrats and the media will look like jackasses for acting like Trump was the bad guy, acting like the Spygate was fake news when they promoted Russiagate, which was fake news. Total devastation. And so Trump comes out and says, this is from The Hill, Trump says exposing corrupt FBI probe could be crowning achievement of presidency. Well, let's hope it's just the beginning. I would like to see his crowning achievement be putting people in jail like Hillary Clinton and all of her cohorts. That, to me, would be the crowning achievement, actually draining the swamp by throwing them in jail. All these people that are violating the Hatch Act. We need to launch investigations into Nancy Pelosi, into Dianne Feinstein, into Maxine Waters, into Chuck Schumer, into Elizabeth Warren, into Eric Swalwell, into Adam Schiff. That would be the crowning achievement of Trump's presidency. And hopefully this is just the beginning, exposing the corruption in the Obama administration and the FBI. But if that's where Trump stops, that's a failure to me. So hopefully that's not the crowning achievement. And hopefully that's just the beginning. So Trump says, President Trump says, without redaction, we're going to release these documents without redaction. Alex Jones and I went live Monday night to talk about this. And what did we tell you? They're still going to redact it. Well, here's the story from Bloomberg. FBI, DOJ plan redactions despite Trump's document order. So they're just not doing their job. They're breaking the law. I mean, can you imagine if Alex Jones came in here and said, hey, Owen, I need you to cover the InfoWars story that has our video of them smuggling drugs across the border. And then I come in here and I say, you know what? I'm not going to cover that. I'm going to cover this story over here. Well, what would happen to me? I'd be fired. I'd be scolded. Not that Alex Jones tells me what to do. The point is, Trump is their boss and tells them what to do, and they directly disobey the order, and they redact the documents, just like we told you they'd do. You can go back to the Monday night broadcast. We told you they were going to redact it anyway, because that's all they do. They're total disruptors. They're total deceivers. They're total con men. They're obstructionists. They're criminals. So that's fine. So they'll redact it. Trump will get pissed, and he'll just release all the documents. So that's how that'll go. And then Trump was in an interview with TheHill.tv and said that he doesn't have an attorney general. So a shot across the bow of Jeff Sessions, which basically is, he says, I don't have an attorney general. It's very sad when asked about the attorney general, Jeff Sessions. I mean, where is Jeff Sessions? What is Jeff Sessions doing? Why isn't Sessions forcing them to redact these documents? Is he going to recuse himself from everything? Did he just recuse himself from his job? Where is Jeff Sessions? Look, I hope that the QAnon is right, okay? I hope that they think there's like 50,000 indictments about to come out, and they think Sessions is behind all of them. I hope that's right. I love fantasy land. I pray to God that that's right. I'd love to live in a pipe dream. But until that happens, where is Jeff Sessions? Earth to Jeff Sessions. We're drowning in corruption here. The president is drowning with the FBI and all these other stay-behind networks trying to destroy him, undermine him. They published it in the New York Times. Where is Jeff Sessions? Where is he? Come on, Owen. Haven't you heard? Q? Sessions is waiting. He's got 50,000 indictments ready to come down. There's like 20,000 of them in Texas. Okay, you know what? I saw the South Park episode of Imagination Land 2. It's one of my favorite episodes. You sing a song, and you go to Imagination Land, and everything's real. Well, until that day comes, until I see 50,000 indictments, until Jeff Sessions says, I knew who Joe Biden was. He tried to touch my granddaughter. I saw the videos of Joe Biden in the White House groping women. I saw the videos of Joe Biden grabbing children when they came in the White House. I saw Biden rubbing his lips against young kids' necks in the White House. I saw it. I know who he is. I've got the indictments. Until Sessions does that, until Sessions does anything, I'm not living in imagination land. You understand? Again, I hope Q is right. I would love it if there were 50,000 indictments waiting to come down. Yeah, here, the crew is rolling all the films of Joe Biden. There's the famous one. Biden reaches down to try to touch Sessions' granddaughter, and he slaps his hand away because everybody knows who Biden is, man. Oh, man, I just... Justice be done, may the heavens fall, man. These pedophiles, they have to face justice. This cannot continue, folks. We can't have people like Laura Silsby and Hillary Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein working together, smuggling children across the borders. We can't have spirit cookings anymore. We can't. No. This is done. I'm done.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I'm going to close out The Alex Jones Show today with a bunch of news. And Roger Stone is coming up on the other side to host the fourth hour. Big video coming up in the fourth hour. A new 9/11 truth video put together by our own Darren McGreen, which is the Alex Jones, Eric Bolling debate, and then the videos and stuff that provide the context to the conversation. That is coming up in the fourth hour with Roger Stone, who's going to be joining us on the other side of this segment. Before I get to this news, once again, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Army Rally Point tomorrow in Austin, Texas, 5 p.m. Central Time in Austin, Texas, on Riverside Drive, over Highway 35. So you go East Riverside Drive. There's a bridge that goes over Highway 35. That is the rally point for InfoWars Army tomorrow at 5 p.m. We are holding signs. We are showing support for President Trump on the bridge for tens of thousands of people to see. I don't know that the average American driving down 35 has any clue that Trump has saved the economy. I don't know that the average American driving down 35 knows that we have record low unemployment and record high GDP growth. I don't know that the average American knows that. So I'm going to make sure that people know that when they drive Highway 35 tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central, in InfoWars Army Rally Point. You can bring your own signs. I have 6 signs. You can hold one of those signs. So this is what we're going to do. And I'm right now, I mean, I'm pretty much doing one InfoWars Army event a week. You can organize events in your local town. I'm telling people to use the hashtag. I just have to repeat myself 100 times. So I'm sorry if I sound redundant, but people aren't understanding it because I'm reading your tweets. You have to use the hashtag InfoWars Army, and then you search the hashtag InfoWars Army to find out everyone else who's tweeting about InfoWars Army. If you just tweet at InfoWars Army, no one's going to see it. But if you tweet, hi, I'm in Dearborn, Michigan. I'm a member of the hashtag InfoWars Army looking for like-minded people to meet up and organize. Boom. Next person tweets. So that's how you use the hashtag InfoWars Army to reach out and get in touch with other InfoWars Army. So people are already doing it. So right there. Yes, exactly. People are saying hashtag InfoWars Army, hashtag Kansas, hashtag InfoWars Army, hashtag Chicago, hashtag InfoWars Army, hashtag New York. And then you go on there and you look at all the hashtags and then you can find other InfoWars Army people in your area. And then you can organize a stunt, holding a sign at a ball game, holding a sign over a highway, going into a leftist event and filming it and crashing it. Always peaceful, always legal. First Amendment right, citizen journalism, citizen activism. A lot of people putting stickers up, flyers up. Yes, that's how we win. So tomorrow, InfoWars Army Rally Point, InfoWars Army Rendezvous, East Riverside Drive Bridge over Highway 35. Come out. This is what the InfoWars Army does. They want to ban us in the digital world. We'll go into the real world. Now, into some real world news. Michigan resident infected with deadly mosquito-borne illness, health officials say. And for the first time since 2016, a Michigan resident has been diagnosed with a case of Eastern Equine Encephalitis, EEE, a mosquito-borne virus that can lead to lasting brain damage. Now, you don't want these diseases coming here from overseas. That's why you have a waiting program for immigration. But you do have mosquitoes that carry disease, like Zika, which was a big story. But let me kind of pivot, but stay in the same vein, in a different direction. Bill Gates warns of Disease X global pandemic. Now, I got to say, researching Bill Gates, it's one of the more confusing things to do, to be quite honest with you, because They do all this philanthropic work, right? And then they do this stuff in Africa and Brazil where they introduce vaccines and they drop mosquitoes and they claim it's for the good of mankind and they're trying to save people. But then what happens in Africa? Ebola breaks out. What happens in Brazil? Zika breaks out. Bill Gates said himself he wants to get the population down to zero. I mean, that was his own TED Talks. So Bill Gates goes to Africa, Ebola breaks out. Bill Gates goes to Brazil, Zika breaks out. So is Bill Gates just unintentionally, you know, or does he have a connection? Am I crazy? Is it a coincidence? I mean, come on, folks. And then he's going to warn you about disease X when he says the population has to equal zero for us to save the planet from global warming? Now, look, Bill Gates knows it's total BS. I broke this down in the war room yesterday. Bill Gates wants you off the highway. He doesn't just want you to get out of the way so that he can go in the fast lane. He doesn't even want humans on the highway. You get it? So is it just a coincidence Bill Gates warns of a disease X global pandemic? Is it just a coincidence Bill Gates takes his vaccines and his movement and his philanthropic efforts to Africa and Ebola breaks out? Is it just coincidence he takes his philanthropic efforts to Brazil with mosquitoes and Zika breaks out? And then, I forget which story it was. It may have been in this story. It was actually the one that was linked on Drudge yesterday. In the story, his wife is interviewed and says, yeah, we oftentimes think about giving away it all. So here's Bill Gates worth hundreds of billions of dollars. And does the left ever mention him as the 1%? They cry about the 1%. They never mention Bill Gates. Ladies and gentlemen, the symbolism is right there for you to see. Windows operating system, a window into your life. Apple, a bite out of the apple when they teamed up with Windows. Adam and Eve, biting evil. Ah, shut up, Schroyer. Just shut up. Black Death pandemic fears return as new outbreak turns fatal. Where was this? I love journalism these days. They write a story. They don't even tell you where the story takes place. You ever notice that? It's really amazing. Journalism is really dead in this country, to be quite honest with you. Outside of Project Veritas, really. I mean, we're journalists here in a sense that we just report on everything that's going on. But, like, it's just amazing. Like, writers in Madagascar, thank you guys. It's like, I deal with this all the time. I'll be reading a story, and they don't even tell you where. It's like, I remember when I was in journalism school, that was, like, number one. They taught you that in high school. Google vows to fight U.S. air pollution while censoring data on Chinese smog. Yeah, this is just like Harrison Ford telling you, you're causing global warming, you're causing man-made climate change, you're killing the planet, you have to be stopped. And then he hops on one of his 13 private jets to fly around for fun. Or Leonardo DiCaprio says, you need to stop heating your house with AC, you're killing the planet, and then hops on his million-dollar yacht and jet sets around, the Pacific Ocean or something. Just more total fraud. It's fine. Just more total fraud. Sony's Airbo Robo Dog finally goes on sale in U.S. You know, it's whatever. You can have a Robo Dog, but they're going to use this to make kids more inclined to interacting with robots and digital interactions, and then they'll have a robot friend like the Gen 6 movie, and then they'll upload themselves to a robot. So it's really just, I'm not saying that this one, but that's where this goes. Okay. That's where this goes, where you don't even have a real dog. You don't have the real even soul of a dog. You just get the fake robot dog. And then that's what the kids are into now, is just robots and fake stuff. Bert and Ernie are, here's what they're really into too. Bert and Ernie are gay, says Ryder. And then there's a whole debate about whether Bert and Ernie are gay. Aren't we talking about two puppets on a television show? I mean, what? Then you have CNN's Jake Tapper dedicates an entire segment to Trump's penis. You want to know the truth about these people? They're obsessed with sex. They can't even watch a puppet show and not think about sex. Whew. That's just like everything they see is sex or race. Big stars to attend Michelle Obama's When We All Vote rally at Chaparral High School. So Hollywood, the political establishment, all against Trump. We've got to get out and vote. They want to control you. It's all about control. Then City Hall deal for Obama Center in Jackson Park, 99 years for $10. The people in Chicago are waking up to the fact that Barack Obama screwed them and quite frankly, maybe even broke the law getting this Obama Center in Chicago.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.